Before I start, I wanted to say I had a mistake. I spoke sukkahs, cholamos sukkahs, I had a mistake. I said according to the Ran, it's about almost 300 years that they didn't make sukkahs.
Chof Aleph Tevis, Thursday, the 3rd of January, Rabbi Avrom Baruch Loi, Ein Mavirin B'mokim Heder Mitzvah.
We see in the Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to circumcise Eliezer, supposed to make him a bris milah, and who did it in the end? Tzipoiro v'tikach tzipoiro v'gishur Hashem b'moloin. V'tikach tzipoiro tzur v'tichu is or lasbnor v'tomer hatam domim atolim. So the Gemara in Nedorim daf lamed alef umud beis. The Gemara brings about how big is the mitzvah of mile. The Gemara says, well, how could it be Moshe Rabbeinu? He didn't circumcise the son. He didn't want to make a bris milah for Eliezer, that doesn't make sense. Tanya, Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Kochor, Imer, Gdoilo Milo, Shekol Schuyas, all the Schuyas, what Moshe Rabbeinu had, Shosa Moshe Rabbeinu, Loi Omduloi, Shenitzrashel, Minaham Mila. When he let himself, he was lazy to do the mitzvah, it didn't help him all the Schuyas. Why? Because he, the Malach, wanted to kill him, Vayvgesheyu Hashem, Vayevakesh Hamisoi. So Gemara says, no, Chaz V'Sholem, Omar Rabbi, Chaz v'sholem to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nisrashel min Amila. That doesn't make sense to say that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want a Malach. Elo Mai, the Gemara says, the reason is that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't circumcise his child straight away because Nisasek b'moloin tchila. That means he was busy with his own things beforehand, his lounging, his other matters of sleeping, to make sure he has a mattress, wherever it is. That's why that was the Taina against Moshe Rabbeinu, that's why the Malach wanted the killer. The Chasam Sofer, over here in the Dorim Daf Lamed Beis, it's Lamed Beis Lamed Aleph, the Chasam Sofer brings, still very hard. Okay, so it was not too lazy, but he had a reason. But what was the reason? His own matters. It's still a Taina against Moshe Rabbeinu. He was supposed to make a bris milah for his child, and he goes and he takes care of his own matters. Says the Chasam Sofer, according to the Rambam in Hilchos Milah Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Bakoil Molin, you can make a bris milah with anything. Betzur is a stone. Beschuchis, glass, anything sharp. Hold the word. Chutz mikrumi shel kone. You take a krumi shel kone, that means a sharp thing. What you take, like the Gemara says, it's a Gemara in Chulin of Yitzayin. Why? Because it's a sakona. But mitzvah min amurcha, this is the important part, mitzvah min amurcha, says the Rambam, lomul bebarzel. The mitzvah min amurcha is to make a bris milah, the circumcision with metal. Sharp metal. That's the way we are now today. Says the Chasam Sofer, Moshe Rabbeinu, like we see, what she took in the end, she took a tzur, she took a stone. And lekatchile, what is more of a hidum mitzvah to take? A barzel, according to the Rambam. So Moshe Rabbeinu was looking for a barzel. He wanted to make the mitzvah, lekatchile, mitzvah munamuvcha, like the Rambam says. He wanted to make a mitzvah from a barzel. He was looking around, there was no barzel, so that's why he waited till he's going to get a barzel. The Malach came and told him, no, you can't wait. Ein ma'avir ala mitzvahs. Straight away, when you have the obligation to make a bris milah to your son, you have to make straight away the milah. You can't wait for other things. Maybe that's why he wanted the kid. Lemaisa, we have to understand what is more important. Hidu mitzvah, or ein ma'avir ala mitzvahs. And this has to do any other mitzvah. We had it in Sukkot, we had it in Chanukah, and we have it in bris milah. Someone wakes up in the morning, he wants to make a bris milah, and he has just a stone, or a glass, or whatever other sharp thing, item, and if he's going to wait a few hours, a few days, he's going to have a metal. That's a mitzvah min amurcha, that's a knife. What is the din? He has to wait, and ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs, he has to now circumcise his son. Are we going to say no? Hidu mitzvah is better, and a hidu mitzvah is to make a bris milah with metal. That's why you should wait. So before we have to understand what is Eid Mitzvah and what is Eid Ma'avirim. What is the Reise? Maybe one of them is the Reise, one of them is the Rabbanah, so we could solve the problem. There's no problem. Eid Mitzvah, the Gemara, Bava Kama, Daf Tes, the Gemara brings Eid Mitzvah ad Shlish. Eid Mitzvah ad Shlish. It's a Gemara and Rashi brings, it's a Gemara in Kuf Lamed Aleph and Shabbos. Rashi brings over there in Bava Kama, Daf Tes. Asei Lefam, Talis Noe, Sukkah Noe, all these things. And why? Because it says Zeh Keli Ve'anveyu. Zeh Keli Ve'anveyu. What is Zeh Keli Ve'anveyu? A pasuk. Rashi learned Hidu Mitzvah is a Doiraisa. That's we see also Rashi in Sukkah Daf Chof Tes. Rashi says that Yovesh is possible, Lulav Yovesh is possible. Why? Because Be'inen Mitzvah Mehudevas Ve'lekem. Yechsiv Zeh Keli Ve'anveyu. From the other hand, we see the Meiri learns. And Tosis and Menachas Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, Tosis learns that Zekeil Ve'anvei is only a smachta. And the same thing we see in the Mishnah Yosef, because the Mishnah Yosef we passed in the Shechonah, we passed in that mitzvah, hidu mitzvah ad shlish. What means ad shlish? A third. What is the third? Milegav or milebar? That means from the inside or from the outside. For example, if we say 6 pounds, so to make hidu mitzvah, to beautify the mitzvah, we have to spend a third. A third of six, if we say it's from the inside, it's 2 pounds. Where if we say from milebar, from the outside, for example, if we have 10 pounds, so from the outside, a third is 15. Because together with the 15, 5 is a third of 15. So we passed, the Shechonot passed in the Tof Reish Nun Vav, that hidu mitzvah milegav. From the inside, Jesus says, why? Why do we pass like this? He brings the Rosh. The Gemara in Bobbi Kamed Aftes, the Gemara has a Sofek, a doubt. What is the Din? The Din is Hidu Mitzvah. Milebal or Milegal? Let's say what we spoke now. If it's from the inside or from the outside, how we consider the Hidu Mitzvah? Says the Mishnah, because it's a Bayer de lo Ifshete, because we don't, it's a Teiku, we didn't answer the question. And Sofek de Rabbonon Lekule, once we had a doubt that the whole doubt is de Rabbonon, so we go lekule. We go lekule, the more lenient that we say the hidu mitzvah is milegav. That's how you pass milegav. So we see the Beis Yosef, he brings down the Rosh, it's the Rabbanon. The other end, we see the Rashi a few times says Zekeil Ve'anveyu. It's a pasuk, it's a deiraisa. The Shagas Aryan, Simen Vov, wants to bring a raya that it's midereiraisa. Where does he bring the raya from? He says, where's the machlokes in the Gemara and Shabbos daf kuf lamed dalet, kuf lamed gimel lamed beis? Gemara brings tzitzim ameakim esamila. With skins that not always go down from the foreskin, and this you have to beautify the mitzvah, you have to take them down, to cut it off. What is the din of these tzitzim ameakim esamila? You want to take them off Shabbos? So the Gemara says, one mandoma says you can. That's not me'akiv. Me'ikar adin, if it stays like that, no problem, you still could, it's a bris mile, it's not me'akiv from Achilas Pesach, it's okay, it's a bris mile. The only reason we do this, we take off this tzitzim, is because hid the mitzvah, to beautify the mitzvah. If hid the mitzvah is only the Rabbanon, how can we do it Shabbos? Only the Rabbanon. Elamai, raya, that hid the mitzvah is a doiraisa, it's not a Rabbanon. That would be the Shagasar and Simen Vav. So if you understand Hidu Mitzvah is the Rabbanon, so for sure, when we come to ask our question, what's better, Ein Ma'avirin or Mitzvah? So Hidu Mitzvah, we could answer straight away that Ein Ma'avirin is only the Rabbanon. Hidu Mitzvah is the Reise. But the Reise, Gabi Ein Ma'avirin is not so simple. Also, Ein Ma'avirin, we have the same Machloekis Rishonim, if it's the Reise or the Rabbanon. We see the Gemara in Menachas, Daf Samach Dalet, from the base, the Mishnah Bings in Samach Dalet on the base. They go to the new wheat. They go to cut the new wheat. The Mishnah says you should bring it samuch liYerushalayim, nearest you can to Yerushalayim. Why? So the Gemara brings two reasons. One reason because there's Karmel. That means it has to be rach and mol. It has to be fresh. Second reason, that's why you should bring it near. It shouldn't dry out on the way. And the second reason the Gemara brings, Ein Ma'avirin ala mitzvahs. Because if you go off Yerushalayim to make the mitzvah of Ktzir HaSo'imel, to cut off the new wheat, you're going to go on the way of a different field. in Mavir and Mitzvahs. You cannot go over a mitzvah. You have now a mitzvah being the wheat. You're going on the way, and you have a field on the way. You have to go into the first field. In Mavir and Mitzvahs. The Gemara in Yuma brings Dishum is every morning. Dishum is Be'ach HaPnimi Koidem Lehatovas Shnei Chomesh Neiris. What's a dishon of Mizbech HaPnimi? To remove the ash from the Mizbech HaPnimi, the in altar, is before Hatovas Chomesh Neiris. Why? The Gemara says, because when you come into the Heichel, so you come, you're bumping straight away into the Mizbech HaPnimi. Then from the right side you have the Shulchan, and from the left side, the Dorim, the left side, you have the, if you're facing east, you have the Menorah. But what you're going into first? Into the Mizbech HaPnimi. So, Ein Ma'avir Na'la Mitzvah, that's why you have to remove the ash from the Mizbech HaPnimi first. Says Rashi, why? What is the din? What is the source of Ein Ma'avir Na'la Mitzvah? Says Rashi, it was a pasuk. Ushmaltem esam matzos. You should, you have to save to guard the matzos. Says Rashi, not only to guard the matzos, ushmaltem esam mitzvahs. To guard the mitzvahs, mitzvah habo liyotcho al tach mitzvahs. Same thing like we have chometz and Pesach, to make sure it shouldn't become chometz. The same thing, we have to make sure the mitzvah shouldn't become chometz, and if we have a mitzvah straight away, not to pass the mitzvah. So see, Rashi learns, it's a deraisa, we learn from a pasuk. The Meiri over there, and the Yume Daf Lamed Gimel, brings the Meiri, it's only Asmachta Be'alman, for the Rabbanon, Asmachta Be'alman. From the Had Lemaise, we have a raya, first a raya from a Toises and Zvachim, that it's the Rabbon, it's a deraisa. Ein Ma'avir Na'la Mitzvah. The Gemara brings over there, Chatois Apnimius. Usually they bring, it's not so common, usually we bring Chatois Chitzoinius more, everyone that does intermittently violates any avera that you bring a get chorus, if you do it accidentally, you bring a Chatos. The Chatos is, you put on the Mizbech HaChitzon. Twice, we bring Chatois Apnimius. If the Kohen that was anointed made the Avera, the Shoigeg, he brings the Chatas Pnimis, and Chatas Sanhedrin, that means Par Elim Dovo, we call it in Hoiriyas Tafbeth. That means if the Bezdin decided something wrong, and Roiv Israel, most of the Klal Israel, went and took action, caused this Psak Din, every Shevet has to bring a parallel double. This parallel double is a chatos pnimis. So what is a chatos pnimis? We shech this chatos pnimis where and tzfoinoi of the azora. Then we go and we take the blood and we don't make zrik and we sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach. We take the blood, we walk into the heichel. We're walking into the heichel. We make hazoya, we sprinkle it on the poroiches 7 times. After that we go, we take the blood and we smear it on the 4 paranoids of Mizbech HaPnimi. Now what we do with the leftovers, the shirayim, this we call shiorei hadam, with the leftovers of the blood after we sprinkle on the poroicha 7 times, and after we smear it on the Mizbech HaPnimi. What do? Gemara says, you go and you pour it in yesoid ma'arovi of the Mizbech HaChitzon. Why? Because Gemara says, el Pesach oyel moyed. Pesach will be the front of oyel moyed, the front of the heichel. Now when we're facing east, so we have first the Azora, and then the Heichel. So when we're going out of the Heichel, if I'm going out, so the first Yesod I'm meeting when I'm going out is the Yesod Ma'arovi, it's the west Yesod from the Mizbech HaChitzon. So says Tosfos, why do we need a Pasuk, a Pesach Oyel Moed, to tell us that we have to pour the Shiorei Adam and the leftovers of the blood, and we have Ein Ma'avir Na'la Mitzvahs. Now the Maisa, if we learn Ein Ma'avir Na'la Mitzvahs is only at the Rabbanon, what Tosfos comes to ask? Over here, El Pesach or El Moed, we need a pasuk to tell us it's Midoy Raise. And Midoy Raise, I have to go and to put the blood in the Yesoid Ma'arovi. Elamai, we see that Tosfos learned it's the Raise. It's not the Rabbanon Ein Ma'avir Na'la Mitzvahs. So we have another Raya that Ein Ma'avir Na'la Mitzvahs is a Doi Raise. So now when we come over here, and a person wants to make a bris milah like Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Chacham Sofer learned, and he has a stone, and if he's going to wait a bit, he's going to have a metal, the Fidei Rama that a metal is mitzvah min ha-mofchel, what is better to do? Does it better to do Ein Ma'avir straight away, or to wait and to violate this is of Ein Ma'avir Ala Mitzvah and to be Mekayim the Mitzvah with Hidu Mitzvah. This Machlokes is brought down in the Pischik Tshuva and Chanukah, the Shavus Yankov and the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi and Siman Mehei, the Shavus Yankov and Siman Lamed Zayin. The Chacham Tzvi paskens when you have Hidu Mitzvah and you have Ein Ma'avir, Hidu Mitzvah is better. The Pischik Tshuva brings down over there, someone comes home, Chanukah, and he has to light the menorah. Usually he lights the menorah with olive oil. Today he came home, he couldn't find olive oil. So he takes candles, wax. It's not Hidu Mitzvah, but also it can be Yotza, no problem. Now when he prepared with the lights, he prepared the lights with the candle, with the wax, and someone comes to him and tells him, here, I got you Shemen Zayis, I got you olive oil. Does he have to step aside and say, okay, now I'm going to take the olive oil and light the olive oil? Or no? You prepared with the candles. You cannot Ein Ma'avir Ala Mitzvahs. So Pischa Yitshuva brings down the Chacham Tzvi says that you should remove the wax, the candles, and light the olive oil. The Shavus Yankov says no. You should light the candles. Why? Because Ein Ma'avir Ala Mitzvahs. The Chacham Tzvi brings the interesting raya. Where it brings the raya from? The Gemara Shavuos Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara Shavuos Daf Yud Aleph brings Parah Aduma. Parah Aduma, we burn it, and then we put it you shecht it. After you shecht it, we burn it, al gabe amarocha. And the azor was a marocha, and over there we burn it. After we burn it, we take the ash, and the mechatos we put in the ash, and that's the process of purifying tmemes. If you take the Parah Aduma, you shecht the Parah Aduma, you put it al gabe amarocha. You have the dead parah, the dead cow, lying al gabe amarocha. And now, before you light it, someone tells you, yeah, motzo yoh no eimeno. They found a nicer cow. Someone asked me, well, what's a nicer cow? How do you have a nicer cow? I said, in the Torah, we see in the dream of Paroi, he had yofois, sheva parois, yofois mara. So yeah, he found a more beautiful cow. So you have to remove this cow, this Parah Aduma, and bring the Noemeno. You see, Ein Ma'avir Ala Mitzvahs, and Hidu Mitzvah is better. Because the old reason you bring the Parah Aduma, the first Parah Aduma, is because it's a nicer mitzvah. It's a nicer mitzvah to do a Parah Aduma with a nicer cow. But you're holding it in the middle of the mitzvah. You're holding it already over here at Sargabe Amarocho. You see that even though you say Ein Ma'avir Ala Mitzvahs, you still say, remove it, and Hidu Mitzvah is better. That's the Chacham Tzvi. Lemaise, I wanted to bring two different rayas to the Chacham Tzvi. And why it's not a raya. The Chacham Tzvi himself, and Simon Kufvov brings an interesting shayla, famous shayla, where the Radvaz and Chelek Dadet Simon Yud Gimel brings. It was asked from a person who sat in prison, Mebeisa Asurim, and Veishabe Ram Nashay Bifnei Asaro Yohegmoin, and he's begging from the office, or from the whatever, the present person of there, that he should let him out. And veloy ovo shmoy aloy, he was not interested to hear. And the end, zulosi yoy mechot bashona. He tells him, one day in the year you could go out. Now he's asking the Radvaz, what day I should pick. The day is a middle of Teves, no special day. And what should I do? Should I go out maybe a day that's a special? He says, yeah, maybe you should go out to Yom Kippur, he says. He brings the Radvaz, brings someone else, Roisi Echad Michach Midoiroi, and wanted to say you should go out to Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur you have Musar, and it's a holy day. And then he says, no, maybe you should go out Purim. Because Purim you have Mechias Amolek, Mishloach Mones, Matan, you have loads of mitzvahs. The Radvaz says, no, when the day you should go out is today. Why? Ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs, ve'ia to yoidea matan schor shel mitzvah. That's what Radvaz says. The Radvaz, the paskens, you should go out today. Even though it's more mekudesh, it's more holy Yom Kippur, you should go out today. As the Chacham Tzvi and Simon Kufal from Mefurash HaGemara, the Mefurash HaGemara and Daf Mem Tes and Menachos. The Gemara says over there, if Beis HaMikdash, they offer, they are makriv every day, two tmidim. Tomid shel Shachar and Tomid shel Ben Arbaim. Now they're holding in the middle of the day, and it's left two sheep. Shnei kvasim. Today is Rosh Chodesh, or Shabbos, or Yom Tov, so we have to give also a korban musaf. And also, Tom Yishev ben Arbaim, we still have to do. We have only two. Now we are worried what's going to be tomorrow morning with Tom Yishev Shachar. If we now go and we offer both of them, where are we going to have tomorrow morning a Tom Yishev Shachar? So what should we do? Should we now just ignore the musaf, the korban musaf? We shouldn't offer the korban musaf, and we like that way we're going to have tomorrow, we're going to have a Tom Yishev Shachar. Says the Gemara, and the Gemara has this topic. It's a Bayda Lo Yivshata. That means that Todir u'mekudesh. What's better? Because we do it every day, the Tomi, or because Musaf is more Mekudesh, it's more holy, so it comes before the Tomi Sheshacha from tomorrow. Says the Gemara, says the Chacham Tzvi, because you see, and the question of the Gemara, and the Gemara doesn't answer this doubt, so the Gemara you see that even though you have something that comes today, Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs, say that the Korban Musaf now, you straight away have to do. What's the doubt? Why do you think that, no, leave the Musaf and tomorrow morning take the sheep and offer it as a Tomi Shel Shachar? Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs. Now you have a mitzvah of Korban Musaf. Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs. Says the Chacham Tzvi, that over here, you don't say this rule of Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs, but mitzvah is Shavas. When it's exactly the same mitzvah, you don't say Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs. And why over here it's mitzvah Shabbos? Why over here it's exactly the same mitzvah? He says because it's one big mitzvah of Avodas HaKorbanos. The Musaf of today, the Tomei Sheshachar of tomorrow, it's one mitzvah of Avodas HaKorbanos. So the Maisa, we have the same thing over here. We have a Mila, or we have Chanukah. The person wants to make a Bris Mila with a stone now. Or he's going to wait, he's going to make a Bris Mila with more of a Hidu Mitzvah, with the metal. What is better? To wait. That's what he said, Hidu Mitzvah is better. Why? Because we say, Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvah is not, we don't say Ein Ma'avirin when we have Hidu Mitzvah. You don't have to come to this reason. You don't say Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvah, it's the same Mitzvah. And soon, and 2 hours later, when you're going to make the Bris Mila, it's the same Mitzvah of Bris Mila now. So why do we have to come to the reason that Ein Ma'avirin and Hidu Mitzvah is better? No, Zeiz HaMikdim is a different thing. The Gemara in Neymar, it's called the Shihuye Mitzvah Loi Mashinam. That's a...
Why does it apply in the Bris?
Yeah, it does apply. But we're not talking that aspect. Yeah, you're right. It was in the Gemara in Megillah, the Vav, they talk about it, the Maram Shik and the Chacham Sofer. But we're not talking about that. L'maita Zeiz HaMikdimin, most of the Achronim Pasna, we do say Zizi Magdimi is better than Hidu Mitzvah. So Lemaise, why we don't say that? So over here, why the Chacham Tzvi has to come tell us that Hidu Mitzvah is better than Ein Ma'avirin? Ein Ma'avirin in Chanukah doesn't apply, it's the same Mitzvah. Now the Mitzvah is with candles, later the Mitzvah is with Shem and Zayis, but it's the same Mitzvah. Elamai, we have to say that Ein Ma'avirin, we do say over here. Why? Because over here is not the same mitzvah, not mitzvah shavus. Because he understands that Hidu Mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. It's a chelek from the mitzvah. And once it's part of the mitzvah, so it's a different mitzvah. It's a better mitzvah. So that's why I apply Ein Ma'avirin. We don't have time, and I'm going to go into it. Hidu Mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. It's not part of the mitzvah. Enough people wrote about it and spoke about it. I'm going to be just another raya. A guy that the Lemaise, he thinks it himself. Okay. The Shagasarian Simon Nun Beis brings the famous of Chloikas, the Ramam and the Tur. Titzima Ma'akim Samila, if you do return Shabbos, you don't. The Tur says you do. Says the Shagasarian, a raya from where? I'm going to bring a first raya from a Gemara. The Gemara says, Menoches, Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, if a person has was Makir Atomit, Korban Tzibul is Doicha Shabbos. Korban Tzibul, or Korban Kavua, is Doicha Shabbos. Tomit every day, the Tomit is Shachar Tomit Shel Ben Arbaim. Tomit, we call it the Tomit, it's always. Shabbos, Yom Kippur, you always offer this Korban. Shabbos morning, he goes and he offers a Korban of Tomit. Now, after they offer it, they find that was a Kusha, was weak, was thin and a weak Korban. After they shecht it, they find a better Korban, a Shmeina, a fat Korban. Says the Gemara, if you didn't do yet the Zrika Saddam, you go and you take the Shmeina, the fat korban, and you shecht it again. If you ask me, I'm gonna say, look, you did the mitzvah, that's it. That's what happened, no? That's Bishomayim. I mean, because you shechted already, and the Shabbos, Netilas Neshama and Shabbos. How could we learn the Dafayir? Because it's, no, Netilas Neshama is one of the things. You're not able to shecht, so you're here, Netilas Neshama. You don't say that. You say, you know, take the Shemino and shecht it again. Says the Shagasar, you're right, he do mitzvah doich Shabbos. That's what he means. But the Maizet's a raya for us. You're holding in the middle of the offering of the korban. You shecht it already. You're holding in the middle. Now you say, no, stop. And go bigger, different one. Why? Because it's nicer. Because it's a more of a hidden mitzvah. Why? Ein ma'avirin. And you have hidden mitzvah. Ein ma'avirin ala mitzvah. What's it? Ein ma'avirin ala mitzvah. Elamah, you see, a hidden mitzvah is better than ein ma'avirin ala mitzvah. For the Shariah. So why the Chacham Tzid doesn't bring this right? He mentions it. Before, you see, hidden mitzvah is better than Shabbos. You made a hidden mitzvah is also better than ein ma'avirin. Why doesn't bring the right? So the Maisa and Kochim, we have lots of psukim that has to be a nice korban. The Moshul, we have a pasuk in the Gemara in Yumen, the Lamed Dalet, Lamed Beis, the Gemara in Bings. Echod hamiyuchod shebe'edoy. It's a keves or echod ta'aseh v'boiker. What's echod hamiyuchod shebe'edoy? The most the special one from the korban. It has to be special. And Parshas Re'ei, Mivchal Nidreichem. The Rambam learns, Mivchal Nidreichem has to be the special one, nice one. The Gemara says, and it's a Pasuk in Malachi, we read it in one of the Aftarilis in Parshas Toldos, Hakriveyu no lefechosecho. It has to be to beautify the korban, it has to be a nice, fat korban. Why do we need all these psukim? Tepu klei, Ein ma'avirin, I'm sorry, Hidu mitzvah. You have to beautify anyway a mitzvah. It was a mitzvah of avodas hakorbanos, like we just mentioned. Say, why you need all these psukim? And on my way, I have to say one thing. That in Kochim, it was a different din. It was a din of, not hidu mitzvah, mivchal nidrechem. It's a new din. And the Maaseh, it's mashma from the Rambam, we're not going to go into it. Rambam in Yisurim, Mizbeach, Perek, Ches. Rambam says that mum is possible. But kusho, iroe li sheyotzo. What's iroe li sheyotzo? He always says hidu is you have to do hidu, but if you didn't do hidu, iroel ishayotzo, that doesn't make sense. Why? Because we have to say that mitcha nidrechem, it's a psul lekatchile. That means you have to bring always a nice korban. If you don't bring a nice korban, you yoytze. But lekatchile has to be. It's not a din of hidu. It's a different din. Mimeila, you cannot bring a rai from kotshim to hidu mitzvah. Hidu mitzvah is one. Kotshim, you have to bring a nice korban, not because of hidu mitzvah. You have to bring a nice korban because it has to be mivchal nidrechem. The last question is from a Gemara, and what's the raya from Shavuos? Pora aduma. The Gemara in the Zohar Daf Chav Gimel says a few places in Shas that chatos kar yirachmona. So if it's a korban, if it's a chatos, the same thing. How could we bring a raya that motzon noi meno in the Shavuos in Daf Yudalef that you have to remove the first pora and bring the second pora? It's a chatas, it's a korban. You have to remove it because mivchal nidrechem, not because hidu mitzvah. This we could answer with a Mishnah Achoina in Poro. The Mishnah in Poro, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, the Mishnah says, Poro sheyesh lo klofayim, kornayim uklofayim shchoyrim, yogud. That means, a poro aduma has horns, black horns, and black hooves, bottom of the thing. What should we do? Yogurt. You should chop it off. In fact, the Mishnah Achrayna, if you chop it off, it's a psul in the korban. Says the Mishnah Achrayna, no. It's only a psul mitzad mivchal nidrechem. And we don't say mivchal nidrechem in poro aduma. It made it very good. We don't say mivchal nidrechem in poro aduma, just what we say in poro aduma, hidu mitzvah. And we see hidu mitzvah in poro aduma where? Because we see that if we found a nicer poro, we remove the first poro and take the nice poro. We see hidu mitzvah is better than ein ma'avirin al mitzvah, and like that, passing the chatam sofer, hidu mitzvah is better than ein ma'avirin al mitzvah.